We'll begin by welcoming in Carolyn Sabin, joining us on behalf of Families First Partnership in North Platte and serving the area. Ms. Sabin, good to see you back in the studio today.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Tristan.
For folks that haven't heard us talk before, give us the Reader's Digest on what Families First Partnership is, please.
Okay. Families First Partnership is what we call a community collaborative. We're a nonprofit that works with families in the community, but we really partner with the agencies in the community to provide services to families. So we do assistance for rent, utilities, are those things that maybe other agencies can't fill that gap, you know.
Those essential things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and we help sponsor parenting classes, but we're always excited to partner with any organizations in the community to offer extra services or activities to families of the community.
I think the thing that I personally, as a member of the public, enjoy most about Families First is, say that an individual comes in, they need assistance keeping the lights on, keeping the heat on, paying car insurance, whatever it might be. They're going to get that assistance. We're going to get them out of any danger, any trouble they might be in with something like that. But they're going to learn how to not be in that predicament down the road.
Right. Yes. We offer that coaching piece. And I think that that's really instrumental in getting people on a different path if you know, that it's possible. Because, you know, sometimes in your own head, you've thought of every option that you can.
Sure.
But, you know, you share ideas with another person. They may say, well, have you thought of it this way?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that coaching piece is really a great thing to have in there.
Yeah. It's huge, in my opinion. I think that's one of my favorite parts about Families First Partnership is we're going to get you out of trouble now. We're going to make sure that the lights are going to stay on, the heat's going to stay on, whatever it might be. But then we're going to get this coaching so we can make sure that down the road, you're not going to need that assistance. You're not going to be in that pickle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another piece of that coaching is they build a relationship with that other organization.
Yeah.
And that might be a continuing help and resource to them.
And it's a way to learn, too, how to work with people and do some troubleshooting. Like we've talked about on the air before, there's a lot of individuals that if you tell them the situation, you're open and honest with them, they'll work with you. They'll find some common ground, especially our landlords in the community, too. If they just know, hey, you know, the paycheck comes in Friday, even though rent's due Wednesday, they'll work something out.
Right, yeah. I think that you find out people can really be flexible and negotiable if you communicate. And you
all
know,
about that communication.
Right. That coaching piece also helps them people learn that.
That communication skill that's so vital.
Right, yeah. Right.
So what's been going on with the organization since the big meeting occurred a couple months ago?
Well, we've got two things really that are on the front burner here. We're moving from our present location at 421 South Dewey.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We found an office space over in the Brick Street Management Building.
Okay.
Over here on East 6th. So we'll be on the bricks now. And so we're pretty excited to be moving to a different location. And so that's the big news, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we love that location on Dewey.
It's good know? Stop.
Yeah, it is. But we just started feeling like we didn't need all the space that we had there.
Oh, okay.
And you
good
know,
problem to have.
Right, yeah. So anyway, that's a good thing. We're getting a new location. So, and, you know, I'm pretty excited that the other thing that's going on is we're partnering with Rooted in Relationships. And so with the Rooted in Relationships initiative, it's really trying to address the social and emotional needs of children.
Okay.
Because they learn so many of those skills when between like 0 and 5, you know, how to take turns, how to reach out and be kind to others, how to have compassion, how to...
Sharing.
Right. Yeah. Sharing.
You
name it. Yeah. Everything. So many things happen. And those are those patterns they learn, you know, how to handle disappointment or, you know, talking to someone when you're still upset with them. And so with the Rooted in Relationships Initiative, they're sponsoring a program and it's tomorrow at the public library.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Play is the Way.
Awesome. I like it. You're sporting the shirt here in the studio today.
Yeah, I got the Play is the Way t-shirt. And because children learn so much through play.
Yeah.
You know, they learn how to take turns and how to talk to each other.
Sure.
And you know, even playing restaurant, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
whatever it might be.
And serving others. And so anyway, it's I think people underestimate how much or how valuable play is. And so that program will be tomorrow at the public library, 10 to 12 in the morning, okay. And then 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And there's going to be a variety of stations where...
A couple of different sessions, too.
Right, yeah. So that with those split sessions, it helps, you know, depending on people's schedules and that sort of thing, nap time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right? So I think it'll be a really exciting adventure doing that with the library. And they're a great partner. They've got lots of resources in there for mm-hmm. families.
Yeah, so, a lot of free resources.
Right, yeah. Besides going to this activity, you might find out all kinds of things about the activities at the library mm-hmm. that families can take advantage of. So get a library card, you know, check out some books. And so that's going to be a really great program that they have tomorrow.
Carolyn Sabin joining us for our monthly update with Families First Partnership here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. A lot going on with the event tomorrow and then the moving to a new location in the downtown community as well, Ms. Sabin.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, we're also excited that we're doing some expansion. We've expanded to the southwest Nebraska counties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is on the heels of some expansion that took place within the past couple of years as well, right?
Right, yeah. To Keith County. Keith, Arthur, and Perkins was our first kind of bubble out.
Sure.
And now we're working with Southwest Nebraska, the seven Southwest counties.
So. Okay. So which counties does that include for the expansion?
Oh, boy. You're
putting you to the test this morning.
Okay. So it's Frontier, Furnace, Hitchcock, Hayes, Chase, Dundee, Red Willow, and I believe that is it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So we're excited about that.
Congratulations. That's quite the accomplishment moving into those service areas.
Yeah. Well, and now the big work is coming, you know, making connections
sure.
in those areas to say, you know, we want to work with you and help families and, you know, but not take over. You
yeah.
know, and say we want to be a support to the organizations in your community.
Building new relationships with partnership agencies.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a great year ahead.
Ms. Sabin, if folks want to learn more about Families First Partnership, rather they're interested in receiving some assistance, maybe helping out with the agency, or encouraging somebody they know to receive some assistance or education, how can they learn more and by chance get in contact with you or a member of your team?
Right. The best way to get any information is to go to the website, familiesfirstpartnership.org. And from there, you know, if you want to apply for assistance, I mean, that's the spot where you go to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to get in contact with us, well, actually right now, because of the move, it might be easiest to send an email from the website.
Sure, sure. And the website's a great one-stop shop, too.
Mm-hmm, right. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of information on there. There's training videos that were done through the Systems of Care grant. And there's the interviews that Husker Radio did for our Project Connect.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So interviewing some agencies and getting information about their services. So those are on there. There's just all kinds of information on the website.
Awesome. Ms. Sabin, appreciate the time as always. Good to see you in the studio. Best of luck with the busy move and the busy season.
Well, thank you, Tristan. We're hooking up the printer today, so that's the
big
challenge.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes they don't like to move.
Yeah, best of luck with that technology battle.
So, thanks a lot, Tristan.
Always a pleasure to see you in the studio.